to the Supreme Court, where justices today are hearing oral arguments in their third gerrymandering case of this term. There was Wisconsin, there was a case in Maryland, this one today in Texas. Abbott versus Perez is a case about racial gerrymandering, which the Supreme Court has already ruled unconstitutional. This dispute is over congressional maps in Texas that go all the way back to 2011 and a lot of legal controversy since then. Joseph Fishkin is here to help us understand it all. He's a professor at the University of Texas Austin School of Law. Professor, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
Well, there's kind of a long and complicated history to get to this point, but take us back to 2011 when these maps were originally drawn, Professor Fishkin, after the last census in 2010. What happened?
So these maps were drawn by a special body in Texas that basically was controlled by the Republican majority. And they drew maps that were favorable to the Republican Party. And also, courts found, were unfavorable in various ways to minority voters. In fact, courts found that the maps were intentionally making it more difficult for minority voters to elect their candidates. So that was the key problem with these maps, actually, the intentional discrimination against minority voters. And that issue was litigated back in 2012.
That issue went to court in 2012, that the court ordered a fix that was made permanent in 2013. And what happened after that? How did we get from there to now?
Yeah, so actually, you said it really quick, but that was the key piece of this story that makes this case unique, is that the court, with an election looming, said, you can't use these maps. They're discriminatory. We're going to fix them. But what they did, what the court decided to do was impose a temporary map which fixed some districts and did nothing to others. And why did they do that? Well, only some of the districts that the plaintiffs challenged were clearly discriminatory enough that the court in 2012 said, all right, we can see that this is definitely discriminatory and we have to fix it. The Texas legislature in 2013 decided, you know what, instead of fighting about this map in 2011 for the next few years and probably losing because several different federal courts had already found the map discriminatory, let's just adopt the temporary map that the court imposed as a permanent map. So that's what they did. And ever since 2013, when the Texas legislature did that, we have been fighting about whether the map that remains still has discriminatory problems or not. The Texas legislature says in 2013, our intent was not to discriminate against minority voters. Our intent was just to sort of end this litigation by adopting the plan the court imposed. But the plaintiffs say, wait a minute, the plan the court imposed never changed a lot of the districts, congressional districts and Texas House districts, that we have been saying from the beginning were discriminatory. It took a trial that there wasn't time to hold in 2012 to prove that those districts were discriminatory. And now that we've proved it, say the plaintiffs, we should get those districts changed too. That's what this case is about.
And so what's the legal argument at the heart of this that justices in Washington now have to decide? Are they merely deciding whether the districts that remain are indeed discriminatory on racial grounds?
Well, it comes down to what counts as discriminatory intent. The argument at the heart of the case is, are these districts drawn with the intent to discriminate against minority voters? When Texas did that thing in 2013, where they just adopted as a permanent map the temporary map that the court had imposed on them.
A racial gerrymandering case in front of Supreme Court justices today, this one from Texas. Joseph Fishkin, professor at the University of Texas Austin School of Law, thank you for helping us.
Happy to be here. Thanks.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton. or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.